And this question goes to you first, Neil. What ideas do you have to improve Salem's parking and traffic situation? Would you consider building an additional parking structure in Salem? And if yes, why and where? And if no, why not? So 90 seconds to solve parking in Salem.
Well, I think the traffic situation is much more serious, if I had to choose between the two, than the parking situation. And I think some of the measures that have been chosen to deal with the traffic situation in Salem are clearly not working. And the strategy of implementing the types of changes such as what was put into place on North Street, for example, and which is also being contemplated in several other streets in the city, is a recipe for disaster. I think what my opponent calls evidence-based planning is a concept that works great in theory but does not work in the real world. It does not work on North Street, it's not going to work on Loring Avenue, it's not going to work on Broad Street, and it's not going to work on Boston Street. And I can tell you that because I have walked up and down North Street, I've talked to the businesses who have lost 72 parking spaces, I've talked to the people in the neighborhoods who can't get out of the side streets because of those little white stanchions sticking up. I've talked to the fire and police departments who have difficulty doing their jobs and being able to respond in a timely fashion because of a very poorly designed solution to a problem that never existed, which was allegedly speeding on North Street. If this is the type of planning that is going to continue to go into trying to solve some of our traffic problems, then I would take completely the opposite point of view. I would start by listening to what the businesses in the neighborhoods and the public safety people say first before I start implementing solutions that don't work.
Thank you. Dominic.
Thanks. So I'll just start by saying, you know, if somebody's using a roadway in Salem, a public way in Salem, in a manner that's legal, the city has a responsibility to make sure they can do that in a way that's safe. And I know my opponent's not a fan of evidence, but I'll just, you know, suggest the roadway is safer. Before the project was done, North Street was averaging 4 crashes a month. After the project was done, it was averaging 0.75 crashes a month. I live in North Salem. I drive on North Street very often. My 12-year-old daughter bikes in North Salem. I would never let her bike on North Street before there were protected bike lanes. My 9-year-old walks to the Bates School. I would never let her walk to the Bates School before there was daylighting at the crosswalk so you could see cars coming at you. I think that, like I said, we have a responsibility to make sure our roads are safe for every user, no matter how they're choosing to get there. And I'll say, you know, back to the original question, which was about traffic conditions and parking. You know, it does start with listening to the findings of our parking study and our experts, our public safety officials, the employees in our small businesses, and also to the residents and neighborhoods impacted by traffic. And that's how we created the neighborhood traffic calming program. We can improve how traffic flows through our community by investing in the smart traffic signal program that we've started so that our traffic signals work in concert better and provide more efficient platooning of traffic. And we also need to think about how we're investing in ways that people can get around without a car, if they choose not to. Many people need a car, will always have a car, but if you choose to not drive in Salem, you should be able to get around. Blue Bikes, the Salem Skipper, the long-awaited South Salem Commuter Rail Station, you know, even our Salem Ferry, these are all providing options for people to get to and through Salem without needing to rely on a vehicle if they choose to.